Good morning, a Monday morning. We're with our political observer, Alan Chartalk. Alan, let's start with Saturday, which was Earth Day. Scientists around the region and the world took to the streets in defense of scientific work from attacks, including U.S. government budget cuts. Probably the leading issue is climate change.
Well, I've been saying for years, don't these people have any children and grandchildren? We have basically a climate denier in the White House, and I define that by the fact that he keeps appointing people to the top positions who are climate deniers, basically. So I'm a big believer that this is of such importance that people will not let it go. There was a poll this weekend, David, that came out that showed that 95% of the Trump base believes that Trump's a good president and that they're happy they voted for him, which is interesting because the new justification for the wall, which now seems to be the one thing that is between the Trump administration and everybody else when it comes to the budget, is that Trump is tweeting, my base wants it. And we know that his base is 95% for him, so that a minority base in this country is running things. Go back in history and find out if you see any parallels. In any case, it would appear that in order to balance this budget, they are going to need revision in health care, which doesn't seem to be possible. If you look at the same objections that were there all along to their new health care bill, which would repeal and replace Obamacare, it doesn't work. It pits the moderates against the ultra-conservatives, the Freedom Caucus, and therefore, where's the money going to come from for the wall and for everything else that Trump is asking for? So people get out on the streets. It was expected that the science marches would not have that many people, but they came. So people are concerned about science. They're concerned about what's happening to their world, and they want to do something about it. It can only be a good sign.
Well, people are concerned not only in France, but around the world. After the presidential first round, the centrist pro-European Union political upstart, Emmanuel Macron, is set now to face off against the far-right populist National Front candidate Marine Le Pen. The election is May 7th, Alan. Polls have predicted that Mr. Macron will beat Ms. Le Pen handily, though with its traditional parties left in shambles, says the Times. France remains deeply divided and its politics unsteady.
Well, this is a tough one. I'm going to tell you right now. First of all, anybody who believes polls at this stage of the game. I remember when Hillary Clinton was expected to win handily. Now, look, the people who are for these nationalist, patriotic types are not people who go into Le Monde and other places and say their thing. They're basically silent. And when you expect that they're going to come out in large numbers and defend a system which they want to blow up, because they do want to blow it up, just like they wanted to blow it up here. That was part of what the silent group, majority, whatever you want to call it, was all about. So there were surprises. You take a look at the two established parties, which are gone now, basically. You have Macron coming on, former economics minister, part of that system. And those people are going to be out there still saying, we have to blow up the system because we're not getting our fair share of it. That was what happened in the United States. That is what is at stake in France right now. Everything else rides on it. The European Union rides on it because Le Pen doesn't want it. Macron does. The currency, you name it. So everybody, the socialists, the responsible semi-conservatives, they're all coming out and endorsing Macron. But I wouldn't say that anybody who thinks that it can't happen there too would be a smart person.
Speaking of polls, two polls show that President Trump will mark his 100th day in office with the lowest approval rating in both surveys since they began decades ago. However, his own voters still love him. The ABC News Washington Post poll finds 53% overall disapproval rating, and the NBC News Wall Street Journal poll has the majority of respondents, 45%, saying Trump is off to a poor start.
So the more that those polls reflect unhappiness that people have towards Trump and towards his administration, the more likely it is that Republican moderates will desert at some point when they think that their own election is at stake. But what I think is happening in the United States is an awful lot of people who have been unmotivated to be involved in the political system have all become very interested. So that while his base remains solid, it's still a minority base. It's the majority that didn't turn out in large enough numbers that is now being challenged to do exactly that. And we'll have to see in the by-elections, in the congressional elections, what happens.